Strengthening cooperation between China's provinces and U.S. states is part of the consensus reached by the two countries during Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to the U.S. in September. It is also one of the major issues for the China-U.S. Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade as a platform for the two countries to promote trade relations and address issues of mutual concern. Since 2013, cities and provinces in China have established 6 joint working groups involving California, Chicago, Texas, and some other regions in the United States. The groups have been working on building new platforms in various economic and trade areas to promote people-to-people exchanges and mutual investments. Rahm Emanuel, mayor of Chicago, says his city has benefited from this cooperation.
2 years ago, we signed an agreement as the only city in the United States to have a gateway agreement with the 8 largest economic cities in China. We have seen a 100% increase in that investment in businesses established in the city of Chicago. And just this week, as I was preparing to leave, we agreed to and signed and pushed through all the processes for Wanda's real estate investment in the city of Chicago, the largest real estate investment by a Chinese company in anywhere in the United States along our river.
In August, Michigan also signed an agreement with 5 Chinese provinces and cities. Brian Connors with the Michigan Economic Development Company says they want to seize the opportunity of China's industrial transformation to bring cooperation to a higher level.
Now these days, it's widely recognized that China's economy is undergoing a transformation and elevation of its industry structure, and innovation will be the key to elevating Chinese industries. Michigan will be a strong partner with China in this work. The state of Michigan looks forward to cooperating with our Chinese regional partners to establish innovative working mechanisms designed to help us achieve the goals set out in the working group agreement.
In promoting subnational cooperation between the two countries, the U.S. Department of Commerce has also made efforts, helping delegations from 32 American cities and states to travel to China. U.S. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker.
On subnational cooperation is work that the Department of Commerce has been engaged in for a very long time. And I just hope if you come away with one impression, you come away with the impression that we are committed to continuing to grow those relationships. And I believe that this dialogue between our states and your provinces and between our cities is critical to growing trade relations.
The U.S. Department of Commerce and Chinese Ministry of Commerce are expected to sign a Memorandum of Understanding on Regional Cooperation and Trade during this year's conference. For CRI, I'm Luo Bing.